An Amazing Journey. My name's Charlie. I'm an alcoholic, and my sobriety date is the 30th of June, 2014. On the 1st of June this year, I travelled to St. Petersburg, Florida, for my second Young People's Conference of Alcoholics Anonymous, YPAA. And although I had my wallet stolen, it was a great week of fellowship, recovery, and fun. AA really got round about me and helped till I got myself ready for the next step in the adventure. Next stop was Akron, home of the Amazing Fellowship. Here I was blessed to spend the week with some of the craziest, funniest, most amazing people I've ever met. I was able to tour the AA sites, Bob's House, St. Thomas Hospital, the Mayflower Hotel, Akron Area Intergroup, the gatehouse where Bill and Bob met, and of course Bob's grave, where I was blessed to kneel at the grave of one of the men who had saved my life. Amazing. I also shared my experience, strength and hope on a young people's panel on Founders Day, read the traditions at the big meeting on the Friday on Founders Day, and did many more magical things. The people of AA and Akron took me into their hearts, and God willing, I hope to be back for many years to come. Next up, I took a train from Cleveland through the state of New York to Albany and spent the night there before heading down to Manchester, Vermont, where I was picked up and taken to the Wilson home where Bill W. was born. God put a very special lady in my path for the next 2 days who took care of me. First off, I went to a meeting at the house where they asked me to chair, which was great. Another amazing privilege. They said I wasn't the first Scotsman to do it, but I was the first to do so in a kilt. The next day, my new friend picked me up early, and we drove the 2 hours across Vermont to the birthplace of Dr. Bob. I was to spend a couple of hours there, attending a meeting, and have a quick tour of the home where Bob was born over 100 years ago. We then headed back, stopping first at the grave of Bill and Lois Wilson, and I was honoured to kneel at the grave of the other two people who saved my life. Another amazing experience. My friend then took me round Vermont, stopping at Ebbie Thatcher's home, the quarry where Bill's grandfather worked, and Emerald Lake, where Bill proposed to Lois. So after a long day, it was bedtime, and I stopped in the Wilson home for a second night. My new friend had me up again bright and early, taking me to a 7:30 morning meeting in Vermont, and then back to the Wilson for the grand tour. It was great to see where Bill was born and brought up, and before heading to the station, we stopped again at the grave of Bill and Lois, where I made Bill a promise that no matter what, wherever I go around the world, by the grace of God, I will continue to carry the message to alcoholics. Next stop on the adventure was New York City. I took the train and stopped there for a week. I visited the General Service Office, GSO, of AA and NYC. I went to the Friday morning meeting, had lunch and did the tour of GSO. It was nice looking at pictures on the wall from Akron and Vermont when thinking I'd been there. I spent a few more days in New York, seeing the sights, doing a few YPA meetings and making some new friends. But as a city, it was not my cup of tea. It was a bit too busy. The best bit of New York was then when I took a train out to Bedford Hills, about an hour outside the city, to where Bill and Lois lived till they died. Stepping Stones is now a museum of their lives and AA history. Lois was an exceptional woman, and she certainly knew AAs would be visiting. The photographs and memorabilia were already labelled. They had the table where Ebbie and Bill spoke when Ebbie first told Bill of his solution, and also the table where some of the big book and all of the 12 and 12 were written. I was able to get an insight into the lives of Bill and Lois Wilson. This has probably been the greatest experience of my life. This short write-up can't really do it justice, and I just hope someone reading this can get an idea of my amazing journey. I thank God and everyone in this amazing fellowship who made this journey so special. I'm just a young man from Scotland, and I feel blessed. Charles, Courtbridge, Saturday.